Folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo at the Brazelton Civic Center. I have with me an accountant, LDG Accounting Services. I got the boss lady, Linda Gober. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is a lot of fun here.
Are you
today.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, I am.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got real busy.
Yep.
Now we got to enjoy some lunch.
Yes, that was nice.
Much needed.
Yeah.
And once this lunch hour ticks by, I bet it gets busy again.
Yeah, I think it will. We've had quite a few people coming in the door, which is nice. I love
Very
dealing
nice.
With business owners. Love it.
That's your specialty. That's your niche.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. We try to focus on helping the businesses grow, you know, helping them understand the numbers, those types of things. As an example, I have a client that she started with me before she even opened her doors.
Smart.
Yeah, absolutely. She's now at 3 locations.
Oh, awesome.
So, I mean, in a matter of 7 years.
Well, she had a good accountant. That's why
sure.
she made it to 3.
I love that. I love that
yeah.
thought.
Yeah. You did stress to me earlier, you don't really do taxes.
I don't.
Tax returns.
I don't.
Don't blame you.
The reason I don't is because it takes away from me being able to help my folks with the operational side of everything.
Right.
Because tax work is hard.
Oh, it can
changes
be.
Every year. And I really do love, you know, just talking with business owners, learning what they do. There's so many different businesses out there.
Now, do you have some clients, some businesses where you basically have to be involved with them almost every day?
Absolutely.
What's going on inside
absolutely.
Their business?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got where we track their daily sales. We book their daily sales.
Wow.
You know, tell them, hey, you need to go to the bank because you haven't gone to the bank in a couple days. You know.
Oh, wow.
A lot of that kind of stuff.
I would love to have that problem.
No joke.
Hey, Tom, you forgot to go to the bank. No, sorry, Linda, I just don't have to.
Yeah. No thing. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the fun part. So,
how long have you been doing this? Do I dare ask that question?
Yeah, absolutely, ask it. I've had my business for 8 years now.
Congratulations.
Started out in my basement all by myself.
Yeah.
And then we've grown. We have 7 employees now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun, a little scary.
Not in the basement anymore, I take it.
No, we are. We have an office in Suwannee. An office in Suwannee, right off 85. And we have actually outgrown that. So we're hopefully in negotiations for an office in Buford.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, do you live in Suwannee?
I live in Flowery Branch.
Okay. Slowly moving that office toward the house.
Yes, if there was anything available in Flowery Branch, my office would be in Flowery Branch.
You know, that's a reoccurring theme in a lot of areas.
It is. Absolutely.
What made you decide, hey, I'm going to do this?
I did, you know, the whole route when I graduated college, did the CPA firm for a couple of years and did taxes for 3 tax seasons, and that's why I don't do them anymore. and then worked for corporate America for 13 years, 14 yeah. years.
15. Something
a
like that.
A lot of years.
A few, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of years. And then literally one day I was just, you know, talking to my boss, and I just looked at him and I said, you know, I think I want to open my own business. And he looked at me and said, you would be really good at that. He said, you would be really, really good at that.
You seem to keep everything in front of you.
Yeah.
I've known you for half of a day.
Right.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm.
And you're thriving. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thriving. It's been amazing. It's been quite a ride, I'll be honest.
Now, what is the ideal client for you?
I have a couple now. I used to say I love startups, which I do. I love startups.
Yeah,
because they don't know anything, so I can teach them all the good habits, and I don't have to break any bad habits. The other thing I love is the guy that, you know, has gotten, you know, he comes to me, he's like, I got these people that work for me, but I don't know what they do. You know, are they doing it right? Are they doing it wrong? Or could we do it better? You know, that's kind of a really cool consulting gig for us. You know, let's go in there and, you know, see what's going on.
Jumping right into it.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
You have a website. You have a phone.
Yes. LDG Accounting Services, all spelled out with an S on the end, .com.
What's that phone number?
678-472-5794.
Is there anything else we got to get in before you get out of here?
No, just thanks for being here. This has been great.
Thanks for coming over.
This is fun.
I love it.
All right. Thank you.
Folks, we'll be back.